Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It is a beautiful, a little bit brisk, but beautiful sunny morning out there.
I think we got a great weekend coming up.
I hope so.
A little bit rain tomorrow morning, but this is good. It was nice this morning looking outside. And getting
just
outside.
Beautiful.
Yep. It's going to be fun.
It's got that feeling that you just want to get outside
exactly.
And do something.
This
don't want to sit
weekend.
Inside today. Get out there and take a walk. Or
did you get your bike?
I did not.
Okay.
John, what? Come on.
Today.
Okay. I went there last week.
Right.
Hoping to get one. And okay. They're closed. And yeah. I had to leave the thing.
Yeah.
It's very small then, hours that they're open.
All right. Then tomorrow morning, right? Isn't tomorrow morning?
No,
the police auction.
Oh, yeah.
They have probably, 200 bikes there. Just go bid on one.
It's not a bad idea either.
I know.
I got some bikes there.
Could you go there and get one for me?
I don't have, John.
No. I don't think I'm going to be in town tomorrow. Couldn't you just go get a nice one?
I'm actually at the shelter tomorrow. No, I'm cooking tomorrow. So.
Wow. You always put the homeless over me.
Well, they're starting to get pretty close.
I know. That's what I mean. Not sure that's fair.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Boy, you know what I ate yesterday? Okay, so I've lost 4 pounds this week.
Right. After putting
11. So let's.
11? That was disgusting.
11? Wasn't it 11?
It was 223 to 234.
Wow.
That's 11.
It is.
But it's weird. Oh, it just kind of fades away, kind of. You know, it must just be the built up water weight and everything.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay. So this morning it's 226.2. Okay.
Where were you Monday? Tuesday, I mean? 211. What'd you say? 240.
I went from 223 to 234. Okay. But that 223 was also the day I did 10,000 steps.
Okay. Does that tell you anything, John?
Yeah. So now I'm 226. I was 230 on Monday. No. But what I'm saying is this. You know what I've been eating this week?
I know something from that dollar store. I hope not.
The thing in the microwave with eggs, this little pig in the blanket, hot dogs, and cheese, and mushrooms. That's the only thing I ate. I ate that, had that twice yesterday, and one of my protein shakes, and the weight is falling off me. I'm almost worried I'm losing it too fast.
Yeah, John, slow
John,
down.
You look gone. Oh, John.
We're worried about
John, are you
it's
okay?
Not
are you okay?
I know. They say it's only healthy to lose like 2 pounds a week at the most.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's true, two or three.
Yeah.
Are you putting bread?
No, nothing. No bread.
Well, then it's not.
I haven't had a piece of bread all week.
Well, what are you wrapping those pigs in a blanket in?
Nothing. I took them out of the bread. I took them out of the dough.
And you threw the bread away?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I still got it on my counter.
The bread?
Yeah. I can take a picture.
That's going to go in the microwave with a slab of butter over it. And
I can absolutely run up and get a picture of that show you.
I believe you.
They're all over my counter. So anyway, but what I'm saying is,
that's processed meat, though, that hot dog.
They're delicious. But they get no carbs. No carbs.
I don't know about that. Really?
There's none. There's no carbs in sausage.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So anybody looking to lose a lot of weight in a short time, I've got the diet for you.
But we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I'm saying she's going to be back at that 234. That's what I'm saying.
well, you know what? I said before you came in, John, I said to Jim, that's 26th is the anniversary date. Tomorrow's the 1st of June, so we should do an official weigh-in this morning. On the air, we don't have to say it out loud, but if that's your reading, I'll take that. But
okay.
Jim needs to get on the scale, and we got to find out
where
he's at.
What are you at, 226?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll jump on at break.
All right. Okay, there we go.
But this weekend, though, I do plan, I like you said, I'm feeling energy with this weather.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, 77 tomorrow?
Wow. You just got to get outside.
So I'm going to get my bike tuned up.
I'm looking to buy a small boat. No, listen, it's not even...
That's such good exercise, a boat.
You have a rowboat?
Oh, I didn't say a rowboat.
It'd be a rowboat.
Oh, that's good exercise. Okay.
Okay. There's this little lake up in the UP that one of my great friends, who's a big listener of our show, told me about. I will not say the name, won't say where it is. Great fishing lake. Went and looked at it last week when I was in the UP. But But you got to have a boat, and you can't have a motor. So I got to get some kind of a small boat.
John, I don't think that's safe. You're going to get up to go get another beer, and you could tip over.
I'm not going to drink while I fish, Jim. Okay? So that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I've never really rowed a boat before. I'll be honest with you. So I got to learn.
You got to go with somebody, and you got to wear life preserver.
I'm going to wear life preserver. No question about it.
All right.
Yeah. No. Maybe even two.
Depends if you're back at that 234.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because that they can tip. Of course, you're going to get, what kind of boat you getting is?
Something light. I got to get like a plastic boat or something. I don't want a raft. I could see me puncturing it out in the middle of the lake.
Oh, no, you don't want that. No.
But so, and I don't want a canoe. I know that would tip.
Canoes can tip pretty easy.
I know. I don't want
Although there's
kayak.
Wider ones now. Well, I was going to say kayaks.
Some of the, I can't even imagine being in a kayak and trying to balance it and fishing and then catching it, trying to net the fish and hold the thing and hold the kayak steady at the same time.
No, that's good.
I could not do that.
No.
Yeah.
But there's no motorized vehicles on that lake. Well, that's good because then the wakes won't.
Right. So I need some kind of almost like a flat bottom boat, but like one of those plastic ones.
Why do you have to get fiberglass? Why do you have to get that?
Because they're lighter then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm going to be manhandling it, it's got to be light. So that's what I need. A little dinghy. Like a dinghy. Do you have a dinghy?
Nah, no, that's air too. You don't want anything with air because that's gonna.
Oh yeah, that's got the flag, huh? I mean the sail.
No, that's a starfish.
Oh,
right.
Okay, check out the big brain on Jim.
that's, you're not gonna sail. No,
well, if it's windy enough, I could see me sailing.
God, John, that's an art. That's
you know, I'd look like Todd. Yeah. Did you ever see Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Remember he's sitting on the little sailboat asking his dad who died for some wind so he could get to shore? That would be me. Totally see that being me. All right. Hey, what is it today? Today is Web Designer Day. Talk about a job that didn't exist, right? 30 years ago? Didn't exist. Macaroon Day, nothing better. Love the macaroon. Love coconut. I will take everything with coconut. Almond Joy is one of my favorite candy bars. Coconut cream pie is one of my favorite pies. I will take anything coconut flavored. You?
Nope.
Okay. Today is Smile Day.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It should be every day.
You should work on that.
Yeah.
No Tobacco Day. Today would not be a bad day for you to stop smoking.
Okay. Who are you talking to, Jed? I don't smoke anymore.
Did you ever?
Yes.
Wow. How is that? How hard is that to stop?
I think stopping anything, and since I deal with some people who have addictions, but you can do it.
You know, John, one of our guests yesterday brought up a great point when he was talking about addictions and things like that. And he said about smoking, and this was I thought this was really an insightful point. And he said, you don't have anxiety if you don't smoke. But once you start smoking, you have anxiety because you need that smoke. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you had anxiety beforehand and that took care of it. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
It's like a built-in, it's like a phony need, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. He's talking about... quitting smoking, I don't want to belittle any of this. It's not that hard because it's just up to you. Nobody comes up to you and says, hey, you want a cigarette? You want a cigarette? You know, they don't. And then even quitting alcohol is difficult, but it's not.
What's that? It's a social thing.
But I'm saying
you
hard,
go to a wedding reception.
But it is a little bit. But you can say, no, I don't want to drink. People, but you know what?
You don't want to offend people. And you know.
I don't know. But you know what's hard to quit? Food. Because it's just our culture.
Your body is craving for it,
that,
though, too.
And everybody's like, how often do we say, let's, after the show, let's go to breakfast, let's go to lunch. You know, just, food's hard. I've quit a few things in my life. And definitely this diet is the hardest.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It is, because smoking was, I just remember the day I said, I'm done. I always took a smoking aisle in the airplane, in the plane.
Right.
I always took smoking
just in case?
No.
Did you ever smoke, Todd?
I've smoked cigars and like a tobacco pipe, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But nah.
Okay.
And I told you, when I went to St. Norbert, it makes me sound ancient, but we could smoke in class. And we did it.
St. Norbert?
Yeah, we had ashtrays right on the table.
Wow.
There's just a little, and we just light up in class. And it was just, and that sounds so ancient, but it was, I guess it was a while ago. But
actually, that's what we used to call our community college, my junior college, a high school with ashtrays.
That's kind of what we were at. But anyway, now that I remember, I just said, I'm done. Just quit. And it was, it wasn't the easiest thing I did, but it wasn't the most difficult. And, but I tell you, this whole, and the country spends a tremendous amount of money on these diets. It's hard to lose weight when you get to be, I don't know, maybe our age.
Well, but again,
everybody says, let's go to lunch.
But it's your self-preservation kicking in. It's like your body knows it you have needs to, have to some. Eat or you're going to die.
You have to have some, yeah. You and then, like we were talking about last night, like I had a bad night last night. Things didn't go the way I wanted them to. And so I'm like, what's that called? I eat and I shouldn't, right? Should have gone home.
I'm a stress eater.
Okay, that's what it is.
I'm a stress eater. I will stand at that refrigerator and just take out. Actually, Todd put a little thing, I think it was you, Todd, on Facebook one time, a month or so ago, something to the effect of me at 3 a.m. or something. And this other was a thing of shredded cheese in the refrigerator. And it's like, looks good to me.
Yeah.
Wasn't that you that had that?
Yeah.
Eating a handful. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? When you get to that point, it's like, everything's fine.
I know.
I will get so stressed out in the afternoon doing some of the other work. I will go up, grab a bag of chips, open that thing, and sit there and eat while I'm working. Yeah. And before I know it, the whole thing is gone.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I totally believe it.
And
yeah.
It would have been great last night because it was nice to I should have gone home and gone for a walk.
To get rid of the stress. I agree with that.
But instead, I just stood in front of the fridge and.
You know, I just read a phenomenal book. It's not a brand new book, but I bought it at the used book sale there a couple of weeks ago. It's called Ghost Mountain Boys. And it's about the battle for New Guinea in World War II and how MacArthur really screwed over these poor troops. They didn't get supply, didn't get whatever. And it was the 32nd Division. You know, which we have right here, the 32nd Division of the 127.
Right.
You know, it's a group I embedded with. I mean, but that was them, okay? But they're talking about they would find Japanese soldiers who were starving. And they would find Japanese diaries then. And they had who died in translators. And the Japanese got to the point where they were trying to eat the leather off their rifle straps.
Wow.
Just so they could try to get something in their stomach. Trying to eat leather.
Wow.
Just to try to get something. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is your body's got that thing of I'm desperate. I will do anything for food.
Right.
So that's what we're battling when we're trying to lose weight.
We're
yes,
not.
It is.
We're batting. No,
I almost
not.
Ate my belt yesterday. I wouldn't lie about this.
Good God.
No. Food is too plentiful. It's too easy. It's not that expensive.
My belt is a full meal.
Yeah.
Boy, tick me off. I was reading the dimensions of LeBron James. 6'9", 275, 30-inch waist.
Good God.
No.
30-inch waist. Is that incredible? How is that possible?
It isn't.
I haven't had 30-inch waist since I was
high school, right?
High school.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Joe Namath's birthday today. My all-time idol, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath?
My
give me a break.
Oh, what? We'll talk Joe Namath I come back. All right. Happy Friday to you. We've got a fun show coming up, folks. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here. What is the 31st today?
30th April, last day of the month. Tomorrow's the first. Wow. We start our diet.
Unbelievable, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I mentioned, happy birthday, Joe Namath, one of my all-time favorite idols from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. What would you like to know about Joe Namath? I will tell you everything in the world you want to know about Joe Namath.
What is he known for? You know what he's known for, Johnny? You're 60. You know what he's known for? Advertising some insurance.
What? No.
That's right. I bet you.
I thought you were going to say the pantyhose.
No. I think if you would, he's always on this commercial for.
For seniors, something. Boy, his ears look really big in that commercial. You notice that?
I will tell
that's
you.
That's why I don't want to lose too much weight. I'm serious. I think think my ears and my nose are really going to be prominent.
And they kind of keep growing, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Seems like it.
They do.
Right.
Really?
No,
yes. Ears
really
keep growing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why some of those old people have. Like your earlobes are like, holy mackerel. Where the hell does come from?
And you can count every hair in the old man's ear.
Yeah.
I got my hair cut yesterday and she goes, do you want me to trim the ears? I go, please.
Nose hairs, please.
There's times. You know what I got for my nose hairs now, though?
I don't think we would. It's too early. It's 6:21.
I carry it in my car. Because why is it it's easier to
why
see?
Why do you ask me if, should I say this? And I say no. And it's like, okay, go ahead.
Why is it easier? Why are our car rearview mirrors so much? You could see so much better in those than you can in your bathroom mirror.
Lighting.
Natural
why
light.
Lighting.
Isn't that something?
Natural light. You're right, Jim.
I mean, there's times I'll be going somewhere and say, oh my God, did I miss a spot shaving or whatever? But you don't know it's in your bathroom mirror.
Yeah. Do you carry a razor in your car?
No. I know I should. What I carry is a Swiss Army knife with the little scissors.
Oh, yeah.
And I use that to trim.
That can work.
When I say I'll be at like a gas station, or I mean, I'll be at a stoplight and I'll trim.
Right. If you're going into a meeting or something, you want to check that out. Yeah, that's, you can just put a razor in there, then I can do the same
thing. I should.
Thing. Yeah, those Norelco things, because they got the,
all right,
you clip it up the, clip on the edge to do your noses.
And, oh, you can do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those, and they're not that expensive.
All right. I got to get one of those.
Yeah.
But anyway, Joe Namath.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Ask me anything you want to know about Joe Namath. When he did the, remember.
How many wives has he had?
Two. Remember when he did the Noxzema commercial?
Yes.
You know who the girl was that was putting the shaving cream on him? Trivia question. Who was the girl putting the shaving cream on Joe Namath?
Oh, just give me a hint. She was an actress.
Extremely famous. As famous as him.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Wow.
I had her poster in my room.
Yeah, that's sick. I'm sorry.
No, not everybody did.
Oh, they, no.
Everybody did.
I had a poster of Archie Manning in my room.
Okay.
And Ray Nitschke.
She's looking. Ooh, yeah. That's...
And you had Farrah Fawcett.
Uh-huh, I did.
That would never have been allowed in my family.
No. That wouldn't have been allowed in my family either. It was in college. And
oh,
I think
in college.
Every other
actually,
room,
you know what I had?
Every other room had that. The red bathing suit, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't have it. I didn't have it.
I don't believe
it. I had, in college, I had the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Oh, yeah. They're the first cheerleaders to have a poster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's more in line with what.
Did you ever watch that show, Make Him a Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader?
I have some awesome pictures with the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
I met a couple down in Dallas for this thing, too.
Yeah. They're very friendly.
Yeah. I did a story on one time. In fact, it got me a job in Tucson because it was on my resume tape. This girl that was a Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader, and in the summer was a rodeo clown.
You got to be a good.
You want to talk about a job I would never do.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That ranks up there.
I don't know.
A rodeo client where she'd jump in the barrel and then run around and stuff like
to
that.
To protect the rider.
Exactly. Yeah. Well. Got some text here. Thank you so much for not talking politics this morning. We need a break. Love you guys. Yeah.
What's going on politically? Why would we talk about politics?
Know.
There's nothing really happening.
I'm going to say one thing. I was wrong. I predicted a hung jury.
He did. He did.
Like a week ago, I predicted a hung jury.
And there was
not
that
even
one.
Close.
No.
Well, there was one guy who kind of followed.
Well, Trump thought he had somebody, didn't
he? No, that's because the guy followed him on Truth Social, which is Trump's, like, you know, Twitter.
So all I needed was that one off.
And that guy was following that, and they thought it could have been a plant. They put this guy in here. He said it was, you know, nonpartisan, but really, that was. And didn't Trump say, I got my guy or something like that?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Okay, we're going to upset this caller, but well, we got 2 minutes.
We got a caller?
No. Oh. I meant the texter said, thanks for not talking politics.
Oh, yeah, we won't. Yeah. But all I'm saying is this.
We won't. But
I read just about every John Grisham book. I love reading John Grisham books. They're an easy read, a quick read. But a lot of times, and he's a lawyer for a lot of years, he talks about that, how sometimes there'll be somebody on a jury who will try to get on that jury and lie during the things, knowing that they're going to vote a certain way no matter what. So, anyway. Another text, Deion Sanders' kid is $11 million in debt as a player at Colorado.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. He has a $76,000 Mercedes as his assets. Unreal. He filed bankruptcy. Isn't his watch also worth like $50,000?
Something like that.
He'd wear it like before the games and walk past the other teams and hold up his arm, showing, look at my watch. Look what I got. Look at this.
I saw that. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
And did his, well, his dad is not a financial wizard either, right?
I don't know. He's shady.
Go over the edge though when he got the first contract with Dallas, didn't he?
Yeah, but he also started up a school called Prime School or something, and it kind of like went bankrupt, and he just walked away from it and from the I'm not a big fan of Deion Sanders. Not a big fan. Brooke Shields is 59. Corey Hart is 62. Corey Hart.
Don't know.
I was playing a song earlier. I don't know if you caught that. I wear my sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Did he used to hang out with Corey Feldman and make movies?
No, that's Corey Feldman and Corey something.
Okay, but they're all Coreys.
Yeah, this is a different Corey.
Okay, all right then.
So that song you were just playing, that's Corey Hart?
Yes.
Okay.
He had nothing to do with the Corey Feldman thing. Okay, all right. Sharon Gless is 81. Remember what show Sharon Gless was in?
No.
Cagney and Lacey. I used to love that show.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, this, okay, I know.
Never missed it.
great now, show.
Which one was she?
She was the blonde.
Okay.
And remember, now CBS canceled them, and viewers were so upset
that
they did this big writing campaign, and they brought it back.
That's exactly correct.
That would never happen these days.
No. Peter Yarrow. Don't tell me. Not the Mamas and the Papas.
Close.
Is the Mamas and the Papas?
Nope. Close.
Peter. How about Peter?
Oh, Peter Paul and Mary?
There you go.
I don't know, John.
That's it.
Jumped off the screen at me, but yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, he's been here a number of times. Green Bay.
Okay, thank you.
Have you met him?
At the Carlton.
No, he wasn't at the Carlton. He's at the Meyer.
All right. Clint Eastwood is 90. What's that?
What? He was here.
Well, what was that little thing you just
did? I don't know. You just
did a little something.
No.
He was smoking weed?
Yeah.
You just impersonated. You just accused Peter Yarrow, whose birthday it is on worldwide radio, that he was a pothead. Real nice.
I'm sure that's a big secret.
I'm just saying. Clint Eastwood is 90. Is that 94? He's 94 or 84?
He is 94.
Wow. I told you I met him one time. Got his autograph in Twin Falls, Idaho.
That's right.
Not very pleasant. Wow. Okay.
Hog's Breath, right? Is that the name of his place in Carmel?
I don't know. Does he still live there? I don't know. You know what? He went through a bad era. He used to make some great movies. Now they're really cheesy when you look at it. Really cheesy. But he went through one of those things where he leaves his wife, he hooks up with Sandra Locke. And then all of a sudden, you can just see, she's like, aren't you going to put me in a movie? So, well, I'm working on a movie right now. Maybe there'll be a part for you. Maybe not. Come on, Pete. I mean, come on, Clint. Come on, please put me in a movie. All right, fine. And then he makes these crappy movies with her. Remember? Every Which Way But Loose, The Gauntlet, of which I could have had a part in. I mean, it's like, you know, he had a very bad era, I think, because of Sandra Locke.
I think he's...
You know where he met her? She played the girl, the minister's daughter, in Pale Rider. Remember Pale Rider?
No, I remember him being on stage for a political event and just gave the most goofy comments in a chair.
I don't know why I'm here. I'm not even sure.
That was about it.
We're going to send it to a quick break right now, punk.
All right.
Scani's Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest begins Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. with Mino and the Mayor. Tune in and text in for a chance to win. Prizes include Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a Scani's Summer Staycation. Just download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and get ready to text in for your first shot to win this statewide contest Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a beautiful Friday morning. As we mentioned, 48 right now in Green Bay, 50 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. Looks like a nice little rain possibly tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, those farmers markets are kicking off in Oshkosh and, of course, the one here in Green Bay. But I don't know. That's what, 40%, which, I think it'd be
awesome. I was really happy last night. I wish I could have gotten out there, but the opening ceremonies in the first night for the Opichka softball tournament in Casco, something I really hope people support. I'm going to send them a donation just for the sake of helping them out. Just a wonderful family who lost their brother, their son, their grandson in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And a real tragic story. He's a school teacher, just a great guy. He got called up and he was in the reserves. And I guarantee you when he was over there, one of his main jobs was helping civilians. I saw that so many times over there. And those people got zero credit for it. And they're in dangerous situations. Put their lives on the line to help civilians. And I never felt like that story was totally told completely the way it should have been.
I think what's cool about that event is, they're doing it to honor him, but then the proceeds go to things that he loved.
Absolutely.
Teaching, to help with
helping
some scholarships.
Kids, and helping veterans in need, right. Helping all these kind of things.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
cool. So please, if you get a chance, and you know what else you can get if you're out there is a
trip.
Strip. Crip?
No, I think it's. TR.
Trip. Yeah, it trip. Is trip. Okay, trip. Yeah.
Belgian trip.
Which is a brat with the sauerkraut baked in, which I'm going.
Okay. Mm. All right. Actually, I really wanted to go last night, and I just got too late. I'm going to miss the ceremony and everything. But anyway, I was actually going to buy some and bring them back to you guys. And I thought we could have them this morning.
Didn't your mother say the road to hell is paved with good intentions?
No.
Okay, my mom said that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. So anyway, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I love getting lectured by him, Ted. There's nothing I enjoy more than
just
getting
passing on,
lectured. By him.
I like sitting back and watching it happen.
Wow.
Well,
yeah. No reason to wait to replace your windows and doors if you order today. Zero interest up to 48 months. 4 years, no interest. Get on it. Vinyl, water, fiber, glass, pellet has all the options. Bring your vision to life. Create the perfect style for your home. 0% interest free financing up to 48 months. But you got to get on it as quick as humanly possible. Certain restrictions apply. Free in-home consultation. PellaWI.com. So anyway, back to this book I was reading. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of local guys that were in this battle in New Guinea. Because it was based out of Wisconsin and Michigan, basically. Yeah. All the troops. Okay? The conditions they went through were mind-boggling bad. Beyond belief, horrific. Okay?
After eating leather.
Well, not only that, but then they would find, they didn't find any Americans, but they found Australians that were captured. And they would cut off strips of their meat, and that's what they would eat, the Japanese. That's what they would do. That's how desperate they were.
What would they do?
They would cannibalize the captured Australian troops.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, so here's the deal. But here's the part that's like, oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty close to, oh, my God. They would cannibalize the Australians.
You got
to
eat. But anyway, so reading about this one guy.
Do they cook that or do they
eat? No, they cook it. They grill it up real nice. They season it.
Really?
So anyway, reading about this one guy who was just phenomenal, okay? He's originally from...
Tasting?
No. He's an American.
Okay.
So he played football at Michigan State. He was a great running back at Michigan State. He played basketball for Michigan State and was the top track person at Michigan State.
Really?
Okay. He was from Lansing, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Went to school there. Graduated from college. Got a job as a coach and teacher in Marquette, Michigan.
Well, your neck of the woods.
Right there. So they played against Nagani. They win the state championship. First time a UP team has ever won a state championship. Okay. Wins the state championship 1940, gets called up, gets killed in New Guinea. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And the poor guy was wounded, and they don't know how many days he laid there wounded. Yeah.
You know,
and there wins the state championship, and then he goes to war.
Look at what he could have contributed.
Absolutely. And wow. They said they talked about how the kids just loved him. They did a huge send-off for him, the whole thing, and... Yeah, but I never knew that story. It's like I'm surprised Marquette High School. Is anybody from Marquette listening? Does Marquette honor this guy? The last name is like K-E-A-R-S-T.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I've been to Marquette High School 1,000 times. I don't remember any sort of a... You think they named the gym after him?
Oh, yeah. Right. Something. John.
By the way, you know, they changed their name recently, a couple months ago.
Who did?
Marquette. They'd always been the Marquette Redmen. Changed it to the Marquette Sentinels. A lot of the schools in the UP. I'm for that, Jim. I know you're not. I'm kind of for that. I really am.
I think there's more important things to
But you know what?
Work on. But that's right. It gets people excited and they show up at the meetings. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a team called the Green Bay or the Nagani Wops. You know what I mean? Would you want, what are you, German? Would you want one of the Two Rivers Krauts?
As long as we win.
Okay. Todd?
We do.
Your opinion?
I don't think some of that
and
stuff.
And I know it's a hot button topic, but I'm just saying, I'm friends with so many Native Americans that if they are offended by it, I don't think it should be done. That's all I'm saying.
The thing is I was going to say that if it's truly offensive, but I think sometimes it's a smaller group of people trying to elevate and stir the pot. I don't know that. I'm just not. We've done that in Kewaunee too.
Right? I know.
I think that. It was possibly done with good intentions because you think of warriors and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely.
But I just don't think there's a place for it right now.
Thank you.
Just let's move on from that.
Right. No. From having an indigenous people as your mascot. Unless
let's move on from picking on everybody. What's Cleveland going to do?
Okay. What's what?
Cleveland.
The Indians, they already changed it to the Guardians.
I know that.
It was in all the papers.
I missed it. I don't follow baseball. Really?
Yeah. They're now the Cleveland Guardians.
The Guardians. Okay.
I mean, one of the big, you know, the Atlanta Braves is still a big one.
Kansas City.
I don't think they'll change either. But I'm just saying.
Should they?
I don't know. Well, do you think they should have at Hurley High School used to be the Midgets? Do you think that's okay?
No.
Oh, why?
Well, Jim, why is that's that the same thing.
I think that's derogatory. I think that.
Okay, but Redmond isn't?
I don't know. I don't know any. I haven't asked anybody about that.
Well, I'm just asking you for your opinion.
Redmond.
Did you ask a small person if they were offended by it?
I I think that's common sense.
Oh, okay. But Redmond isn't, huh?
I don't know, John. Okay. I don't know.
I don't think you'd call somebody. I don't. And I'm trying not to be derogatory to anybody, but would you say white men or yellow men or black men?
Right.
You wouldn't do that. You would not do that.
Right.
Because that all, to me, sounds bad.
I agree.
Okay.
It's just in our mind that it's been there for so long, we don't necessarily always think about it. And, you know,
like Florida State, they're the Seminoles.
Yeah.
And they actually work very closely with the Seminole Nation. And the person that runs out or comes out on the horse with a flaming spear is a member of the Seminole Nation. So if they're okay with it, then I'm totally okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If the nation that they are representing is okay with it, I'm okay with it.
All right. I think we're saying the same thing. Where this Redmond thing, where did this come from? Who was upset about it?
Well, a lot of people, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's where it was changed.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Like, I just, you know, I'll go back to what I said. I just think there's much, much more important things to worry about. And I think when, you know, we've got homeless.
So do you think, okay, so
I just
let me
say,
ask you,
John,
okay, so
I just
do you
say
think,
to put that energy and media attention and everything towards that when we have
so you think
an increase in homelessness, we've got an increase in fentanyl, and we've got kids that can't read at a fourth grade level, and we're worrying about the name of the school. I don't know.
Okay.
If that helps that stuff,
right.
then I'm
so
all for
it. So what you're saying is if they didn't devote that amount of energy, the fentanyl problem would have been taken care of, huh? Or the homelessness problem would have been taken care of. It took so much time and effort. Oh, my God. These other things got put on the back shelf, and nobody ever dealt with that.
I just wish.
We got rampant crime. Why? Because we're working about changing the nickname.
I you've got so much time and so much energy, and I think it needs to be put towards different. My priorities aren't everybody else's priorities, which is unfortunate.
Because you never, when you were in office, you didn't do anything that people might think was frivolous and a waste of time at all, huh?
No.
No, nothing.
I call now.
No.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
Maybe.
6:43.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so get off that soapbox.
Okay, well.
But anyway, I'm just saying.
Yes. If it helps the community, that's good.
All right.
It's if it helps a small group of people that like to stir the pot, it's not good. So.
Okay, but you think the Hurley Midgets was wrong?
I never heard of them till today, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that would be, I think that would be wrong. But I don't know anything about that, John. You're talking about, I don't know anything, I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I just, again, I think that's in the news a lot. I remember when Kiwani went through that.
Yep. I gave him the name. I wrote their fight song for the storm.
No, you didn't.
I did too. And I recorded it and they played it all the way down to Madison for the state championship.
Now, is this a true story?
No, I don't think so. Well, since when can you write music?
Oh, to a former mayor? I mean, come on.
I did it to
that was good. That was actually really good.
I did it to Riders on the Storm.
Oh, that's cool.
Kiwani is the storm.
I like that. I never heard that.
They played it on their bus all the way to Madison. On the fan bus and everything, my recording of it.
Now, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that. But like you did with that tribute to Amir, you just took a song and then you changed the words.
Yes.
And then you sing it off key. That's good. That's nice, John. I think that's great. I had never heard that. Have they adopted that?
Yeah.
No way.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
But for then they did. I mean, they didn't have it at the time. They're going to play in a state championship.
But a lot of schools have a school's fight song. Is that their fight song?
I don't know if they've changed it.
Oh, we're gonna.
But it was their first fight song.
I think that's like pretty cool. If you wrote it,
I believe that
you did, and they listened to it. Did they win when they went down?
Yeah,
they had to adopt it then.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
I don't know that I believe it, but I.
All right. How do we verify this?
I have to word to call
Todd. How do we verify this?
Superintendent, I don't know, you had somebody there.
So this is Kiwani High School.
Yeah.
Which is a really, really nice high school.
Outstanding. I love the town of Kiwani.
Yes. And that's a good school. I was there for John Pagel's funeral. It was huge. He had more people. It just is unbelievable. But that was in high school. What's the last time I was there? I don't even know who the principal is there. Tell you what, I'm going to look into this.
Please do. Please do.
But you're not going to embarrass me. This truly did happen because I don't want to call the guy and he'd say, what are you talking about?
Is there anybody from Kiwani out there that would be able to verify this?
What year was this? The superintendents kind of move on every six, 8 years.
Early 2000s, 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, one of those years.
Okay, and John Mino,
yeah,
that was when they switched their name.
You got John, birth number? You have Murph's number?
I do.
Can you call Murph real
quick?
I'll try
to.
And John Mino.
Call Murph real quick.
I'm surprised I've been working with you for almost a year and I never knew. I think that's kind of big.
I think I mentioned it and you just blew it off. Like, you're just lying.
Yeah.
You're lying.
What? What'd you say? No, I do. I listen to you. All right.
By the way, I got to say, it isn't necessarily just the kids playing at the school, but also the kids playing the team and the chants that have been directed at them. I was impartial on this until I taught in Neopit and had some professional development.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. I told you that John Dillinger's wife was from Neopit, huh?
I did, yeah.
Wow. That was cool. Isn't that something?
I mean, that is.
Man. Yep, she's Menominee. So, Murph, if you're listening, give us two minutes. Okay.
I think that's, yeah.
What?
I think that's cool that she's from Wisconsin. They hit up there, though,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Well, no. They went to, whatchamacallit, Little Bohemia? McIntosh? I don't really know where that is. Where is McIntosh Waters? That's the cabins where they hung out and they had the big shootout.
Okay. Manitouish?
Manitouish. I've never been there.
No, I don't. That's in Wisconsin?
Yeah. I think it's right on the UP border.
Oh.
And that's where they went to hide out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know they hid out. I think that's kind of
That's
cool.
Where Babyface Floyd was killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Babyface Nelson.
And there's a little mafia activities that took place at Elkhart Lake, too.
Oh, really?
When you take the boat tour there? Whatever.
Any answer?
Not yet.
Okay.
Right. Manitouish Waters is north of Lac du Flambeau. Does that help you?
Yeah,
that is north and west of Minocqua and Rhinelander.
Way up that part. Yeah, okay, right. got it. That's pretty close to the UP.
Not too far.
That way, yeah. I think if you kept going north, you go to like Iron River in that area.
Ironwood, rather.
But
Manitouish Waters,
that's pretty close to Hurley. Keep going straight, I think you'd go to Hurley.
That's skiing up there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ironwood is great for skiing.
Right. Manitouish Waters, how come we've heard of that? Like, I think everybody's heard of that. What are they known for? Do they have, like, falls?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh.
I don't know.
Have you heard of it before, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But the thing I've known more for about is the John Dillinger thing.
That's why you know them?
Up. Yeah.
I don't think that's why I heard of them. I think that's, like, a really cool tourist place.
I know. We should do a show from there.
Okay.
What do you think? We'll bring Ed the Diver. He can look around. I'll take my metal detector. Who knows? We could find some spent cable.
He's on the phone with Murphy, trying to get his story straight. Is he coming on?
1 minute.
Okay. He's talking
to... Todd's going to call you real quick.
All right.
All right. Bye.
You got a hold of him?
Yes.
And...
We're going to be talking to him. What he says, will you believe? Will you take this as verbatim and pay me some homage? Do you know what I mean?
No. Look, if this is true, I think this is kind of cool. I'm surprised it didn't get any ink, though, in terms of any press.
I didn't want any.
Now that I know is
I didn't
true.
Want any credit. Got a text here. I remember John singing it on his old WNFL show.
Really?
Sheila. Thank you, Sheila. This is coming in from Sheila. I remember John singing it on his old WNFL show. It was very inspirational and sensual at the same time.
Right, right.
John,
okay,
would you play
so we're
going to
call
me?
Murphy.
You ever see the movie Play Misty for Me back in 1971?
No.
Okay, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, it's his birthday today.
And this song is going out for our special friend. Play Misty for Me. Then she stalked him and like killed him. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? What do you got going on today?
What do I got? Oh, just a walk the dog day today, actually. It's a beautiful blue sky morning in northeast Wisconsin, so I'm out getting some exercise.
Very nice, very nice. So let me ask you something. Do you remember when Kewaunee changed their nickname from the Kewaunee Indians to Kewaunee Storm and they needed a new fight song and I wrote it and recorded it, and they played it on the bus all the way to Madison where they won the state championship?
You know what? I do have some sort of a recollection of that happening.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Todd, give me the bell.
Not yet. Not yet.
Some sort of recollection.
Well, I'm just saying, some sort of recollection is not like this definitely. Go ahead.
Do you know how many old fashions this poor guy has consumed since those days?
That's true.
A lot.
That was a lot. That was a lot since then. But,
yes.
Yes, I was there. I was present, obviously.
Wow. Why didn't, if John, John's been bragging this up, Murph, and about how he is this, like, really, this great artist and songwriter, which I never knew. Why didn't they adopt, did they adopt that song?
I think that was more of a state fight song at the time for them. I don't know that it was actually adopted as a official school anthem.
But at the time, it served a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the time. The object was to provide, you know, inspiration
and that all came
and guidance as they head to Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, what, wow.
Kiwani like, is the storm.
That's really kind of lame, really. But
remember that, Murph?
Could I hear it again, please?
Yeah. Kiwani is the storm.
I've been hearing this all morning, Murph. Jeez.
Yeah. I think Katie even sang background. Yeah, true story.
Yeah, well, Merritt, it's very catchy.
I just can't get it out of my head. Like,
it's but a, they said like, they play it over and over and sang on the bus all the way to Madison.
Just like it's a small world after all. Yes. Yeah, it just can't get it out of your head.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Oh.
No doubt.
Well, okay. Johnny said, "Will you believe Murphy?" I said, "Absolutely, I'll believe him." So thank you for.
Why would you believe Murphy and not me?
Yeah, I don't. It's. I don't know what, but
it's so weird.
It is. It's just that's so unbelievable. Weird, but. He has I don't know, he wasn't all in. He was like...
Well, put it out that he peaked. I mean, that was his peak. His songwriting peak was that.
Yeah.
So, I
will admit
I don't believe
that.
He's had any hits since.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. Have you heard Ode to a Former Mayor?
Yeah, have you heard Ode to a Former Mayor?
Don't do that, but that's...
Murph, you want to hear some?
Oh, no.
I can't pull it up right now.
It's to the tune of Yesterday When I Was Young by Roy Clark. Yesterday... Right? When I was mayor. Remember?
He's great. He did his whole song, which I was hilarious.
I had not a hint of grayness in my hair. I was lean and mean. I was such a man.
All right, let's go back to the storm.
All right, I'm just saying.
Oh, God, I don't know.
I think maybe some morning you should bring the drums in for the mayor.
I know. Remember the March of the Iroquois.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
Aren't we going to break pretty soon? Give these guys a lot of ideas. All right. Enjoy walking your dog. It's a beautiful day for that. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Murph, I got to ask you a question. Murph. You still there?
What? What?
There's a really cool golf tournament coming up in August at Thornbury, and they offer me a free foursome, and I haven't been playing, but I'd ride around and just putt or something. Would you like a free foursome and free steak dinner and stuff like that?
Sure. If it send me the information, we can get it to work.
Then you can put together the rest of the foursome.
It's a nice way of saying. Yeah, send it to me. Let me take a look at it. It's like, oh, geez.
Wow.
That's not August 1st, is it?
Yeah.
You know, that was like because his mind wasn't racing fast enough because I didn't give him a date, so he could go. What day is it? Shoot.
Yeah.
I know when Murphy was lying all the time. People ask you, go, oh, shoot.
Send me the information.
It's kind of like when David Marinus, the Pulitzer Prize winning author from Washington Post when he wrote that book on Clinton that Clinton hated, and he took his dad, was so excited to come to the presidential reporters convention, and he go, hey David, a nice tie. And his dad's like, oh, what a nice guy. I said, because dad in Washington saying nice tie means bleep you. So Murph saying, is pretty much the same.
No. Send me some information.
Me the info. I'll check it out. Yeah. See if I can get to it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Get me the info, and if I can, I should.
I'm on.
Great to hear your voice.
All right, Murph. Bye, great talking to you, buddy. Take care.
Right. See you, pal.
See ya. Murphy in the Morning, verifying that I wrote the fight song to Kiwani Storm.
Do you want me to call the superintendent? What
you
happened?
Call whoever you want.
But Johnny, what happened to it? If it was as you think.
I don't know.
Maybe we got to bring it back.
Right.
I know who you get. Teresa Bortolini. She would know. Her son just got drafted by the Colts.
Oh, yeah. She was on our show, right?
She was on our show. She'd be perfect. Teresa, if you're listening. Yes. Yes.
And he was?
Well, he would have been pretty young. He would have been really young. But he might have been on the fan bus singing along to that song. There it is.
Man.
Kiwani is the storm.
Just sit in tune, John. Just show him some honors.
All right. Wow. All right. A quick break.
This has been a wild ride of an hour.
What's wrong with him, Todd?
This is Grand Funk Railroad?
No. Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's not.
And now the new Kiwani Fight song to the tune of "We're an American Band."
Whatever. Jim, it's the Doors. Jim Morrison and the Doors.
You might have heard of them.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, my God.
Sounds a little bit like Grand Funk Railroad.
Nothing. Not on, one thing. Not the slightest thing. Two complete opposite ends of this whole spectrum.
Whatever.
I don't know a lot about music, but I know that much.
Oh, 658.
Oh, finally. Boy. Mark Houston from Bell & Sports Medicine is here to save us. Back after this. On the road.